Says, I didn't say you'd be seated. I said, they all. You is some of this all, and they is some of that all. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. This was going to be a practice tonight. Well, this is practice. I can't wait to see what the real thing is going to be. Amen. This is just a little home usins practice. Amen. First night, got the tent up. Praise God. Actually let the guys handle it. They did it. I had to go and hide my face somewhere a couple of times and not watch, but they got it up. Praise the Lord. I think you ought to give them a cheer for it. Amen. Some of them never tried to put a tent up like this before, so it was an experience. A couple of them, every time they tried it, we'd go to put up the tent, they'd just disappear somewhere. And they'd come walking back when the tent was all up. And then once in a while, you'd grab them, though, and say, come on over here and do this, do that, you know. But they stuck around the whole time this time. I really feel good tonight. I feel good tonight because there is a burden been lifted off of me. There is a weight that's gone. I left it at the cross. At the cross back there in Northfield Falls. I left it at that cross that we have there for Jesus as a memorial to Him. And I decided that there can only be one, Jesus Christ. And there can be only one, Richard Utzler. For a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And think not that God will give anything to such a mind. Single-minded. Single-minded. What is it Paul said? Do we all come together in the unity of the faith, one body, unto a perfect man? And again, all having the same mind. Well, I figured that my mind only got me in trouble anyway. So what I needed for, I threw it aside. So this thing has been coming and coming and coming, and I finally got rid of it. Praise God. Now, when you get rid of something, and you're glad you got rid of it, you want to tell somebody. Amen. It's just like if you find something and it's real good, you want to tell somebody. You know, so we got out here and we're driving up. I asked Dick, come up here, Dick. Get up here. I gave Dick three choices. I said, Dick, you got three choices. If you had three choices, what would you do? Would you work with DSI Core Supply and E&A Enterprises in Lowell, Massachusetts? Would you come up here to Vermont and work up here in whatever? Or would you just chuck it and go full-time in the ministry, serve the Lord? What was your answer, Dave?
I wanted to serve full-time for the Lord in the ministry. How long have I wanted to do that? Probably 7-8 years.
Praise God. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. You love the Lord. Say praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. Well, you know, when you get one good thing like that, you can't just sit on it. You got to see what other kind of trouble you can get into, you see. So I said, okay, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do with him. I mean, if we get him down there in Florida and we get a hurricane with a tent, I mean, he ain't going to hold the tent down, that's for sure. he'd grab hold of that pole out there, and he'd be waving like a flag. And he'd say, well, isn't that a strange flag they got out there? Amen. Yeah, we just pound him into the ground and tie a rope on him. Amen. We shouldn't make fun of him, should we?
Yes.
Oh, you think shit? If we're making fun of him, we're not making fun of you. Is that it? And then my turn's coming. Because I know he's thinking, well, we don't have to even pound me into the ground. Just hand the rope to Richard. Drag the tent along there. So I say, what are we going to do with him, Lord? And you see this little chubby one. Where's the little chubby one at? There he is. Hiding over here. Get over here. This one here has been my sidekick. Some of the times he's going to go with me. And other times he's going to stay behind. Amen? And you know, it's a funny thing because there's more to a tent revival, there's more to a ministry, there's more to evangelism than most people ever think of. There's a spirit about it. And when the Spirit of God is understood concerning it, oh, can you have fun? Oh, you're going to have fun. See, the spirit of it, the tabernacle. The tent, the tabernacle of God. And the minister who comes forth and delivers the word stands in the place of Moses. And the man who prepares his way and speaks for him and leads the congregation in the beginning stands in the place of Aaron and carries that spirit of Aaron upon him. And then those who minister in the music, they're the priests that offer sacrifices of praise to God and give forth the incense. That's what's going on. That's what happens. And you have your soldiers, you have your servants, your blessers. And we come forth, we join together, and we become one in the Lord. So that then we can come forth and bring that service of God to you. Then you join in and you become the congregation of Mount Sinai. And boy, when it clicks, when the minister gets his set right with the Lord and walks in the anointing of Moses, and his sidekick, I don't know what to call him, gets his act together and walks in that place of Aaron. And the musicians get their job straight and we're all together. And then the congregation steps in. And let me tell you, you have the glory of Mount Sinai and the presence of God all over. And something strange happens. It's called revival. It's called revival. Anything short of it is glorious and fun and great and wonderful. But when those things come together, then you have revival. I'll be honest with you. I hope we get a lot of people come in here this week. I hope we do. But you know what? If we don't, let us have revival.
Amen.
Amen. Now, last week was last week. And it was necessary, and we needed it, and I needed it. But this week is a new week. It's a new week. And I'm looking for something to happen. I'm looking for something big to happen. I want to see some devils cast out. I want to see the blind eyes open and the deaf ears to hear. I want to see the lame walk. I want to see them bring some old poor person in here with cancer and have them walk out healed. I want to see the dead raised. I'm looking for something to happen. I'm looking for King Jesus to walk into this tent this week and take over. That's what I'm looking for. Amen. Paul, get yourself up here. Boy, I tell you what. We sing that song, Run Through a Troop, we'd have problems with this one, wouldn't we? Well, there's one spot we could probably get through. Amen. I proposed the same question to Jeff that I proposed to Dick with a little bit of a difference. I asked Jeff if he had his choice of staying in Lowell and running DSI and doing as he's been doing, or shut it down, come work with DSI up here, or go full-time in the ministry, what would he do? And he said, would I have to go with you in the ministry? No, he didn't say that. You know his answer. I'd go with you. Well, Two for two. Might as well go three for three. Amen. Now see, the Lord gave me four names. And I was to ask these four people this. And the Lord told me what their answers were to be. And if any one of them didn't give the answer that he told me, this tent would not go from here anywhere else. So, I asked Paul, had to modify for him. If he had a choice of staying in Lowell and living like he's been living and working as he's been working and doing all that stuff, I mean, I really made it look good, you know. Or if he had a choice of working with DSI and ENA down in Lowell, or coming with me and full-time in the ministry, what would he choose? Well, I thought he was going to choke a little bit. He made some funny faces. Funny faces. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. You'd have to see it. He looked like he was a little nervous, a little scared. But his mouth said,
I'll go full time.
Yeah, that's what he said. Amen. Well, that left one more chance to get out of it. Three down, three answers, one more to go, one last chance to get out of it. So I waited for a while. I didn't ask him right away. I waited long enough for us to give him a real hard time and really ride him a little bit this evening and just get him in the right mood to ask him a question, you know. Marcus, come in here. I got him in there. Marcus, have you had a choice of going on like you've been doing in Lowell? Or going to hell, what would you like to do? He said, I'll go to hell any day. Oh, praise the Lord. No, that's not what I said. Just don't put me with Jeff. No. Marcus, if you had a choice of staying in Lowell and working like you've been doing or coming up here and working with Bill, I think that scared him. We're going full-time in the ministry. What would you do? And old Marcus got a grin on his face. He says, I'll go with you. I'll tell you what. You can get anybody. You can get a little guy like Marcus to give up his house, his car, his girlfriends, and that fast life, and his good times, and go out to spend boring days in a tent in the hot heat and putting them up and taking them down and going from town to town and all like that. All you got to do is stick him in Lowell with Jeff for 6 months and he's willing to go out and cast out devils and heal the sick and just do anything. Amen. We love the Lord. Say amen. Beautiful thing is that we've all been in training. Every one of us. So I got no excuse. Amen? So tonight, it's bye-bye to that double-mindedness. And it's hello to single-mindedness in Jesus Christ. Amen. I will serve Him, and I will praise Him, and I will do whatsoever He asks me to do. Because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So we're going to have some fun. And I want you to pray for these guys. Because I teased Jeff a little bit, I teased Dick a little bit, teased Paul and Marcus. But the truth of the matter is, you see, they got to put up with me. And I got news for you. They can put up with me. And they're all right. Because I'm not easy to put up with. Am I, Ricky Baldwin? You've been having to put up with me for how many years? Use the microphone. They might want to hear you over there.
I guess it's been about 7 or 8 years.
About 7 or 8 years.
Something like that, yeah.
You ever get mad at me?
Yeah. More than once.
You ever want to say things to me that were not kind?
Yeah, I have.
More than once.
More than once.
But let me ask you a little question. Have you learned anything?
Yeah.
You want to go back to the way it was?
No.
Are you waiting to see what it's going to be?
Yeah. The Lord has given me bits and pieces of what it's going to be. And like I said, it's... just waiting to get there, I guess. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
It's good. From what I have seen, the stories we read in the Bible are sandbox and kindergarten to what will be coming on in the future.
Amen.
And I have no other choice but to be partaker of that. And I say I have no other choice because I have made myself no other choice.
Amen. You know, when Paul spoke over in Timothy concerning the latter days, and when he spoke about in the last days, perilous times shall come, men would be lovers of them own selves, and covetous, boasters, proud, and on the list goes. Amen. But he says that in those last days, we are in the last days of the church age. Not the last days of this earth, but the last days of this church age. That in those last days, God was going to raise up a people. And just as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so these other people out here in the world are going to withstand the men of God. And just as God showed His power to the people by shutting up Jannes and Jambres, so will He do it through His men of God today. The judgment of the Lord is coming as a sword. And it's coming as a sword to the threshing floor, and he's going to divide his people from the others. The wheat from the chaff will be separated, and the chaff will be burned, and the wheat will be gathered into the barn. Some people call that the rapture. But before you can have the gathering into the barn, you got to have the threshing on the floor. And that's the ministry we're going into now. The wheat's being brought in out of the field, and it's going to be threshed. And those who cannot stand it and cannot take it will go off. They'll be lost. But those who hear the truth and see the truth and take it and listen and hear it will come forth as shining stars in the crown of God. That's what we're going to get ready for this week. Amen. This is a fixing to get ready revival meeting. And we're going to give all these guys here a chance this week to work, to minister. They're going to be out in the streets ministering. They're going to be here. We're going to be ministering to one another. We're going to be Bible studying, praying, singing. And we'll keep them working. We're going to try our best to drive George and Cindy plumb out of their mind this week. Doris will have her door locked. I doubt if she would, though. She'd probably unlock it. Yeah. She'd say, come on, Richard, let's go give George some more hard time. But we're going to have fun. And I'm going to enjoy the Lord this week. And I'm going to enjoy you this week. And what I want you all to do is this whole week, those of you that can make it, I know some of you won't be able to make it all the time, that's all right. Pray for us if you can't be here, pray for us. But what I want you to do is pray for the people that God wants to come. Have him send those who he wants. And when they're here, you be in prayer for them. Enjoy the service, hear the word, but be in prayer for them. Help us minister for them. And this, starting tonight and every day this week, pray for the people in this community whom God would call. Amen. And let's see what happens by Friday and Saturday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ricky, do some music.